CBS News, this is Mitchell Krause. With police encircling the federal courthouse in Denver, the trial of the second suspect in the Oklahoma City bombing case has gotten underway with jury selection. Lee Frank reports.
The first two potential jurors questioned in court said they have not formed opinions about Terry Nichols' alleged involvement in the bombing. Defense lawyers have expressed concerns about finding fair-minded jurors in Colorado following Timothy McVeigh's trial, conviction, and death sentence. One jury pool member cried as she said she could consider the death penalty. A dairy farmer who has 11 grandchildren said he was most bothered that so many children were killed in the Oklahoma City blast. Lee Frank, CBS News, Denver.
The Clinton administration is turning thumbs down on a major revamp of the IRS. This despite tales of revenue service abuse of taxpayers told at last week's Senate hearings.
In terms of the proposal that would turn over management of the IRS to a part-time outside private board, we think that is extremely misguided.
National Economic Council Chairman Gene Sperling says that kind of reform is a recipe for conflicts of interest and would be a serious step backward. The Clinton administration is hitting back at Republicans who have been sniping at the campaign finance reform bill now being considered by the Senate and at the president's efforts to raise money. CBS News correspondent Mark Noller is live at the White House. Mark?
Mitchell, the accusations and name-calling came full circle as the White House responded to ridicule over the weekend from House Speaker Newt Gingrich. He accused the president of running the most illegal and illegitimate political fundraising campaign in U.S. history last year. White House spokesman Mike McCurry responded sharply, suggesting the speaker's in no position to talk.
A lecture on ethics from Newt Gingrich would strike many Americans as a little oxymoronic to begin with.
And while Republicans accused the president of trying to divert attention from the investigations of his fundraising practices by pushing for campaign finance reform, the president says Republicans are trying to divert attention from their efforts to block reform. Live from the White House, I'm Mark Noller, CBS News.
Former Ohio Congresswoman Mary Rose Okar has agreed to plead guilty to conspiracy and a campaign law violation and pay a $32,000 fine. The plea bargain should keep her from going to jail because in exchange, the Justice Department said it would recommend no prison time and a dropping of other charges. The FDA has approved the drug Combivir, which may let AIDS patients cut 6 tablets a day off their complicated pill regimen. Studies have shown that more pills someone takes, the less likely a patient is to take all the doses. Disappointing news about another AIDS treatment. Doctors of the San Francisco General Hospital AIDS Clinic say the widely heralded three-drug cocktail is showing signs of failure when it comes to stopping the HIV virus in its tracks and reviving patients near death. New credit regulations take effect tomorrow. The changes give consumers better access to their credit record to make sure it's accurate. On Wall Street, just before the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up about 70 points. This is CBS News.
Imagine how dirty a carpet with 40,000 people a day walking on it can get. Hi, I'm David Orrick. I'm here at International Airport where my 8-pound Orrick XL is a vacuum of choice. In fact, my Orrick XL is the choice of cleaning professionals in thousands of hotels, offices, and schools around the world. To try it in your own home for 15 days, call 1-800-989-4200. That's 1-800-989-4200. And I'll get it to you faster than you can find your luggage.
Some people believe the world is getting smaller. At United Van Lines, we believe the world is still the same size. We've just helped to make it easier to get around. Let United show you how making a move to another country is a lot like making a move to another block. The same quality service that helped make us America's number one mover has also made us one of the world's leading movers with over 1,000 agents worldwide. United Van Lines. Quality moves around the world.
As Sarah waited for her check in the smoke-free restaurant, she softly sighed, for she had forgotten her Wrigley Spearmint gum. But wait, hadn't she left a pack lock safely in her car? Sarah loped to the parking lot, and as she approached her car, she could see that cool, clean Spearmint taste, that pure chewing satisfaction, there on the console next to her coat locked oh so safely in her car. Next to her only set of keys.
When you can't smoke, don't forget your Wrigley Spearmint.
WCCO Radio News, good afternoon. I'm Jeff McKinney. The time is 3:04. The temperature continuing to slip a bit this afternoon, down to 60 degrees under rainy skies, light rain we'll call it. And we'll have the full 5-day forecast coming up right after the news. Governor Carlson says the recent issue of Forbes magazine listing the net worth of Twins owner Carl Pohlad at $1.3 billion doesn't help in the debate over a new stadium. Eric Eskela reports from the Capitol.
So far, Twins owner Carl Pohlad has not indicated how much, if any, new money he'll contribute to a stadium financing package. Governor Carlson says a contribution from the owner would be helpful.
We would like it if Carl Pohlad would lay down $100 million. I mean, we have asked that, as has the legislature. We would love that. But we can't coerce anybody to do it.
Meanwhile, the pro-stadium group Minnesota Wins released a poll today showing that state legislators could face strong opposition for re-election if they vote against a bill that would use gambling proceeds to pay for a new stadium. House DFLers meet tomorrow night to discuss the stadium issue. At the Capitol, Eric Escala, WCCO Radio News.
The searchers are out on Lake Minnetonka again today looking for an Orono man who fell from a boat early Saturday. 45-year-old John Shervin was with his wife and some friends when he fell from a powerboat. Hennepin County Sheriff's Department spokeswoman Roseanne Campanoli says wind is hampering the searchers' efforts.
So we do have a small craft warning on Lake Minnetonka, as you probably know. We've got expected 40-mile-an-hour wind gusts today. It's really interfering with the search. They are continuing with their surface search and their sonar search, and if sonar indicates something, they will put divers back in the water, but we just can't do it on a routine basis under these conditions.
Shervin had limited use of one arm because of a snowmobiling accident, and he did have difficulty swimming. He was not wearing a life preserver. A Minnesotan was among the first 10 recipients of the National Humanities Medal on the south lawn of the White House this morning. Nina Archibald, director of the Minnesota Historical Society, says the award recognizes the achievements of the entire state.
I gave that message to the president when I met him at the little reception before we came out here to the tent to receive the awards. And when he introduced me, he said that he had been urged to come to Minnesota. So I'm going to hold him to that word because I think he needs to see what the people of Minnesota have accomplished firsthand, see it for himself.
One other award recipient has Minnesota ties. He's American religious history scholar Martin E. Marty. And he's father of State Senator John Marty. A new study from a grassroots coalition says big money donors use loopholes to get around campaign contribution laws and gain access to politicians. As a result, Minnesota Alliance for Progressive Action says Minnesota should publicly finance its campaigns. They estimate it would cost each taxpayer $6. The study of 1996 contributions showed that donations to candidates of more than $200 have decreased 22% since 1992, but large giving to parties and caucuses shot up by 160% in the same time period. CCO News Time is coming up on 3:07 and a half. Also coming up, we check out the forecast. After that, more Ken and Mess.
Hello.
Hey, Sarah.
No, it's a roommate.
Oh, is she home?
Yeah, she is, but she's in the shower. Can I take a message?
Yeah, it's Jim. Tell her I've got two tickets to the Screaming Cheese concert tonight.
That's her favorite band.
I know. It took me forever to find these. The show is sold out.
She'll be so psyched.
Yeah, well, listen, just make sure she calls me right away.
No problem. Bye.
Bye, see ya.
Hey, who was that? Jim. He's got two tickets for the Screaming Cheese concert tonight. Listen, he said call him right away.
Great.
Which Jim? Oh. Well.
Need to know who called? Just dial *69. It'll tell you the number of the last caller and let you dial them back automatically if you want. It's already on your phone line, so give it a try. It's just 75 cents per use, no more than $6 a month.
Okay, did he sound tall? Well, sort of.
Here, you're always in the know. Life's better here. U.S. West. Available in most areas. Some numbers not provided.
Tonight, another great night of all-new NBC Comedy Monday.
Hit it, girls!
I really, really, really must see TV.
The funniest women on TV.
Must see Monday.
All-new episodes of Suddenly Susan, Fired Up, Caroline, and The Naked Truth.
I really, really, really must see TV.
What night is it?
Must see Monday.
Tonight!
Then, on Dateline, a pregnant woman with a deadly illness and a choice. Save her baby or herself. An inspiring true story on Dateline NBC tonight.
That's the freedom of liberty!
Liberty Mutual Insurance offers fast appraisals and settlements to help you rebuild and repair your auto and home. So while life isn't always fair, our claim service is. Safer, more secure lives.
CCO News Time 3:10. Time for the forecast. Here's Mike Lynch.
And we've definitely got the feel of autumn today, Jeff. Partly cloudy to mostly cloudy. Actually, it's mostly cloudy now in the Twin Cities and most of the surrounding areas. Some sunshine yet in southwestern Minnesota. And we have some wind-driven rain showers throughout most of the Twin Cities. They're going to last probably off and on right through the evening hours. And the winds are going to stay up there. Wind advisory is out for many parts of CCO land. In the Twin Cities tonight, we'll have skies gradually clearing, gradually diminishing winds, but not till after midnight. Until then, northwest winds 15 to 30 and gusty. Our low by morning, about 48 degrees. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy, not nearly as windy, a high of 67. Northwest winds at 10 to 20, and probably no rain tomorrow. Looking ahead, Wednesday, partly cloudy, a high of 68. Warmer on Thursday and Friday, highs in the low to mid 70s. Some chance of showers on Friday. Right now in the Twin Cities, we have scattered light rain showers. It's windy. Northwest winds 15 to 22. Humidity at 49%. Light rain and 60 degrees as we start the Cannon Mess.
Hello there. I think I had my mic on or something. I guess we just are going downhill today. Turn the mic on and it doesn't work, and then Jumpin' Joe Junkus fiddles with the control in there. We're on air, Morg.
Well, what are you all dressed up for to come into this basement studio? It's filthy down here.
I had the thrill of a century this morning. I went over to Fox Television.
You're starting to fool with them TV boys, huh? Big show in Almanac on Channel 2 and all the rest of it?
Yep. There early in the morning, 10 o'clock in the morning, I was invited by Mike Max to be on the sports show there, the Round Table, with such luminaries as Sidney Hartman, Dark Star, Mike Max, And we recorded a show that'll go on tonight on MSC, Channel 54 in Minneapolis, at 7. And the thing was so enticing that the powers that be at MSC said, we'll run it again at midnight. It's a big show, Morg.
I've seen that show. You guys just sit around and kibitz and insult each other and the coaches and all the rest of it?
Yeah, we had a lot of fun. Sid was in great form, as it was Dark and Mike Max. It is 60 degrees right now.
So you think TV is the next thing for you?
I started with television in its embryonic stages here, Morg, before I knew you.
That a fact.
1953. I was on Channel 11 when it first began. I worked for WMIN Radio, and two radio stations got one channel back in 1953, and that was Channel 11, WTCN Radio. They had their studios in the Calhoun Beach Building and the hotel there, and we had our studios in the Ham Building in downtown St. Paul, and we shared the channel. We'd have it for an afternoon, then they'd have it for a morning, etc. I can't remember exactly how it worked.
So what did you do?
I did a cowboy show, man.
I can't picture that.
No, I couldn't picture it either. But that's what I did when I started out. I was Wrangler Steve, the Scourge of the Sagebrush. Anybody else want to comment?
I saw some kinescopes of that show, Steve. Oh, you look darling.
Thank you, Mom. Did you ever see that backlash?
I was a little tot. Yes, I watched you, and I loved you. I thought you were wonderful, and you had your own horse and everything, a white horse. What was the horse's name?
Well, I remember, but if I say it, it'll get me in trouble, and I don't want to tell you.
I don't understand.
You don't have to understand. I'm not going to tell you the name of the horse, because I used to do double entendre stuff on that show. Let's just say the horse's name was, say, Dusty. Okay? So I'd come into the bunkhouse on television. I played it on two levels, to the kids and to the adults. And I'd say, well, buckaroos, the old wrangler's really tired. This was 5:30 in the afternoon. Because last night, I was out riding my horse, Dusty, about 3 or 4 hours, you know. Well, the person whom I was referring to, I used this girl's real name, you see. And she worked at another television station in town. Did not appreciate it, nor did her family. So I knocked that off pretty quick, but the damage was done. The damage was done. Those were the days.
How'd you happen to do a cowboy show?
Larry Benson. Good guy. Worked for him a couple of times. I worked at him at WLOL. I worked for him on that Channel 11. He hired me. I was working in Milwaukee at WISN, a CBS station. The Hearst Corporation. I was doing the morning show down there. So they heard about me, and they decided they wanted to hire me, mainly for radio. But they enticed me with the idea that they were getting this television station. When I arrived, that I would do a Tonight Show like Steve Allen, band, the whole thing. And I thought, man, I'm on my way. So I get up and I start doing the afternoon disc jockey show from about 2 in the afternoon till 4. I played jazz. And then I waited around for that job on the television. Finally, they called me and they said, Steve, we're ready to put you on TV. This is after they've been on the air maybe a couple of weeks. I said, we're going to do the Tonight Show like Steve Allen? No, not yet. Then I knew something was up. So I said to Larry and a fellow named Frank Devaney, who was his general manager, I said, so what's up, boys? They said, well, we bought a real good package, expensive package of feature films. I said, okay. So, and they said, well, they threw in a bunch of old Western cowboy movies. And our idea was that you'd get on the air and show these cowboy movies to the kids. And do the commercials and so forth until we ready the Tonight Show for you. I said, oh, really? I said, you guys never, you really were putting me on about the Tonight Show. And they said, no, no, it's going to happen one of these days, Steve-O. What you do is you go down to Cohn's. There was a place in St. Paul, downtown St. Paul, called Cohn's Costume House. They said, go down there and get yourself some chaps, some boots, some spurs. Whole cowboy regalia, 10-gallon white hat, a Stetson, and get yourself some phony guns that are plugged up but look like real ones, and you'll be a cowboy. I said, not a chance. Not a chance. And they said, here's what we're going to pay you for this. I said, I'll give it a shot. Okay? That's how it started. But in any event, we'll continue with the saga of Wrangler Steve the rest of today, and even if it takes the rest of the week, because I'm readying myself for a comeback in television. No, I'm not going to go back and do Wrangler Steve. There hasn't been an outpouring of sentiment for me to come back and do Wrangler Steve. But I've got some other ideas, Morgan.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, radio's too hard. Television don't do anything, man. You just stare into a camera, do a little talking. It's fun. We sit here in this basement studio knocking ourselves out every day. For what? For $1 million a year? It's not enough. It is 19 past 3 on the Cannon Mess.
Now CCO. The man who brought you Beano and Lactaid talks about his most exciting product yet.
Do you love tomato sauce, but you know it will give you heartburn? Is it the same with pizza, orange juice, or coffee? Your problem may be the acid in these foods. You may be food acid intolerant. I know, because I am. Well, if food acid is the problem, let's take the acid out of the food. And that's exactly what my new product does. It's called Preleaf. Preleaf neutralizes the acid in food. Unlike acid blockers and standard antacids, Preleaf works on your food, not on you. Take Preleaf with your food, or add Preleaf to your food when you eat. And Preleaf is not a drug. Try Preleaf. And if you're not completely satisfied, call the toll-free number on the package and ask for me, Alan Kligerman. I'll see to it that your money is refunded.
Preleaf helps stop heartburn before it starts by taking the acid out of your food. Find Preleaf at Cub Foods and Target, where you can always expect more and pay less.
There's a little company in Montana that manufactures shoes from bison, elk, and longhorn. America's original leathers. Shoes any man would be proud to wear. And those men who have found them will tell you they're the most comfortable shoes they've ever worn. They're comfortable right out of the box. It all starts with their soft, mellow leathers. Then they add extra features, things you don't usually find in shoes anymore. H.S. Trask makes a complete line of men's footwear for today's more relaxed lifestyle. And they make them right here in America. Of course, they're pretty selective about who sells them. You gotta be a special kind of store to carry H.S. Trask. They're only sold at America's finest stores. So they're sort of hard to find. But any man who's ever owned a pair will tell you, they're well worth the search. H.S. Trask. Old shoe comfort, right from the start. You'll find them at Nordstrom, Mall of America, Bloomington.
I want to thank Ken Wisniewski, an old friend. Haven't seen him in years. He used to work with me on the Boulevard of Broken Hearts. He was in the newsroom there. He's now a newspaper guy, writes reviews of detective books, mystery books for the Tribune, and also writes a column for the Stillwater Gazette. And his wife sent me a column he wrote about us, Morg.
Hey, yeah, I saw that. That was pretty good. Most of it was about your years over at KSTP.
Well, some of it was for years. For my entire career, it was a damn good article. I've got 321. Jumpin' Joe Jonkas is working the show today, the former Innocent Teddy, and he won't be adequate. And what's the date today, Morg?
Must be what, the 29th, is it?
Yeah, it's the 29th. See, I got something here. I got these birthdays. You know, I love doing these birthdays.
I know you do.
Buffalo Roundup Arts Festival is coming to Custer, South Dakota this week. I was in Custer. It's quite a place. Artists and craftsmen display and sell their wares on the land of the buffalo, and they let the chips fall where they may.
It's more than four walls and a roof. For somewhere between the foundation and the rain gutters lies a blueprint for the future. A convenient financial resource for college tuition, debt consolidation, vacations, or home improvements. To get there, start with a First Star Home Equity line of credit. Borrow only what you need, only when you need it. Payments are flexible, interest may be tax deductible. And right now, First Star is offering a very competitive introductory rate of just 6.9% APR for 6 months on a home equity line of credit. To apply, visit your local First Star office or call First Star Express at 1-800-75-MONEY. Home equity. Be it ever so humble, there is no better way to achieve your goals. To get there, start here. First Star.
Equal housing lender. Consult tax advisor regarding interest deductibility. Following introductory offer, interest rate may vary. 9.5% APR as of September 1st, 1997. Not to exceed 21% APR. $40 annual fee. Up to $250 appraisal cost may apply. Property insurance required. Offer expires October 31st, 1997. Certain restrictions apply.
With me right now is Mike Lunch in the WCCO weather room.
I came back. I deserted you last Thursday and Friday, but I've come back.
Well, I felt bad about that. Jimmy Erickson deserted me, too, but I've got Jumpin' Joe Jonkas here, and I fed Joe a couple of sandwiches on Friday that Nanook made, so he's in good humor today.
Ooh,
hoping
good.
To get another sandwich.
On that nine-grain bread.
That's right, by yes. Country Hearth. Always mention the sponsors.
Always. Get the money.
This morning, I recorded this sports show with Dark Star and Sid Hartman and Mike Max.
Yes.
Over at Fox 29. It'll be on MSC tonight at 7 again at midnight.
Preparing for your life after the cannon mess.
Yeah, so we're talking. Mike Max says to me, Steve-O. I said, yeah, this is while we're, you know, on the show.
Yeah.
He says, what do you think about the chances of a Garnett signing with the Timberwolves? And I say, I think it's going to be a done deal. I said, I think the Timber Lodge will have him have him sign, and they all went, oh, my.
Ka-ching, ka-ching.
Ka-ching, getting the little plug-in
yes.
for the sponsor. I said, hey, it just came out that way. The Timber Lodge basketball team.
Yes, you can see that deal clearly, kind of like a Big George's glass service.
You know, somebody asked me the other day, what my favorite drink at Hurley's was. And I couldn't remember because I don't drink those favorite drinks anymore. I have a beer occasionally and a glass of wine.
Yes.
So Fritz Christensen of Friendly Fridley, the Edina of Northeast, he said, Cannon, your favorite drink and mine at Hurley's was the old factory whistle.
Ooh.
You could only down one because you'd be through for the day. Yes.
Yes.
So what's with the weather? What's the temp?
Well, we have 60 degrees right now. Today's a big day. This is the start of the possible sleet season today.
Oh, excellent.
And 242 days left of the possible snow season. Definitely autumn in the air today. It's windy. We got some scattered light showers. Looks like the clouds and the showers and the winds will be around throughout most of the evening. And then late tonight after midnight, we'll start to see some clearing. Winds will gradually die down. Overnight low in the Twin Cities, 48. Tomorrow, partly cloudy. Not as windy in CCO land. A little warmer. High about 67 degrees, northwest winds at 10 to 20. Highs in the upper 60s to low 70s with partly cloudy skies on Wednesday and Thursday. Maybe a chance of showers on Friday. Highs in the low 70s. The Goose River Festival is this weekend in Middle River, Minnesota, where it's now cloudy in 62, Rochester cloudy in 66, and right now in front of the Lakewoods Cafe and Laundromat at Marcel, Minnesota, cloudy in 52. Twin Cities now, northwest winds 15 to 22. Some showers, some wind, and it's 60 degrees.
The low by morning.
By morning with clearing about 48 tomorrow. Not as windy, partly cloudy at a high of 67.
That'll be nice.
Yes.
Good golf day, outdoor tennis day, a walk day.
Yes, you're going to walk to work again from that mansion?
The one last time. I'll probably do that this week.
Yes.
I got a call from a fellow over the Minneapolis Tribune. They're doing a story on successful Iron Rangers.
Then why are they calling you?
Yeah, good line, Lunch. But when you think about it, there's been quite a few. You know, Rudy Perpich, Jim Klobuchar, I'm just
right.
Thinking of a couple right there.
Sure.
So they wonder why some of us have been successful. Is there some kind of a mystique of the Iron Range? There is, but I don't have time to go into it, but this guy's going to interview you. You might want to read that thing, because when it does come out in the Trib, give you some points there, Lunch.
Yes.
That you didn't acquire when you were matriculating at Holy Insurrection.
Holy Angels.
Holy Angels. I always get that wrong. Sorry, Mike.
That was in the suburbs.
Whether you're building or remodeling, one of the most important investments you'll make is your home's exterior. Celebrating their 50th anniversary since 1947, Minnesota Exteriors has been improving neighborhoods like yours with beautiful, affordable, maintenance-free siding, trim, gutters, and all types and styles of windows and doors. Now that's experience you can count on. Minnesota Exteriors has earned a reputation as one of the best companies of its kind, with its thousands of satisfied customers and many of the area's best home builders. Minnesota Exteriors takes pride in the fact that they use only top quality products, like Rolex siding, and provide great service during and long after the work is done. In fact, they're so confident of their products and workmanship, Minnesota Exteriors offers lifetime warranties on both. Call today for a no-obligation, hassle-free estimate and find out how affordable it can be to have the nicest-looking house on the block. Call 493-5500, Minnesota Exteriors, 493-5500.
Listen each weekday for the Daily Good Neighbor on the Good Morning Show, presented by your good neighbors, Pop Telcom, and Minnesota's good neighbor, WCCO Radio.
328 Cannon, 60 degrees. Here at WCCO St. Paul, Minneapolis, let's check the Wall Street Journal report.
The stock market hit the ground running, getting the week off to a good start. The Dow is up 69 points to 79.91. The action comes ahead of tomorrow's meeting of Federal Reserve Board policymakers. Most analysts anticipate the central bank will leave interest rates alone. Lou Ehrenkranz of Ehrenkranz King Nussbaum says the market is really looking for excuses to go up.
The blue chips, which were supposed to have folded forever, did not, and that reinvigorated the market. For weeks, people have been talking about a switch from the blue chips, the big names, to the secondary stocks.
Aetna skidded 9.5 today after confirming earnings going to be worse than anticipated. The NASDAQ index rose 12.75. The S&P added 8. Bonds down 0.25. Yield up to 6.38%. Gold rose $1.40 to $330.40. Again, the Dow is up about 69 points today.
It is the Cannon Miss.
Enter the Vikings play-by-play sweepstakes from August 18 to December 12 by sending your name, address, and number to Vikings Sweepstakes Box 80864, Indianapolis, Indiana 48280-0884. One entry per person. Each week after the Vikings game, one entry will be randomly drawn. When the Vikings complete designated plays, the contestant wins the prize associated with the event. The Vikings reserve the right to substitute any prize of equal or greater value and or terminate the contest at any time for any reason. All decisions are final. A grand prize of a trip for two to the 98 Pro Bowl, including airfare, four nights hotel, and game tickets will be drawn randomly on December 29 from all eligible entries. No purchase necessary. Prizes may not be sold and no substitutions will be made. All taxes are the winner's responsibility. IRS Form 1099 will be issued for all prizes valued at $600 or more. Winners under 18 years old must have a legal guardian with them when claiming prize. Vikings, CBS, Westinghouse Electric, Sprint, Mills Fleet Farms, Totino's, and Yanosi Marketing Corp. employees and their immediate families are not eligible. Entries must be received Friday prior to the game to be eligible for that week's drawing. By entering, you agree to the use of your name, voice, or likeness in any advertising or related material and to be bound by these rules. Winners must sign a release prior to acceptance of prizes. Copies of the complete rules are available during business hours at WCCO Radio.
Pat Swift, could you do that one all over again? I didn't catch it. You were going so fast there. He's shaking his head. Okay. It is 3:30, and in 30 seconds we'll do the news with Jeff McKinney on Cannon. And then we're going to bring on James Save James.
830 WCCO. You already depend on CCO for all the latest news, traffic, and weather. And for years, WCCO has been the most reliable source for school and business closings. Well, this year will be no different. The WCCO Radio Storm Center is ready for the first snowfall this year and will be on top of the information all through the winter. So when winter weather hits, listen to the station you've come to associate with storm closings information. The WCCO Radio Storm Center on 830 WCCO.